Take Via Caduti di Cefalonia on your left. Once you get at the end, you'll be in Via Rizzoli. In front of you stand the imposing Palazzo Renzo and del Podestà. But if you take a closer look, right on the nearest corner of the building, you will recognize the outline of the Lambertini Tower. It should be more properly called the Casa Torre. It was acquired in 1294 by the municipality of Bologna to widen its seat, and it consists of the Palatium Vetus, Old Palace, the former Palace of the Podestà, and the Palatium Novum, New Palace, the so-called Palazzo Renzo. The Guelph Lambertini family were very influential in the violent struggle for power at the time of the communes. They strongly contributed to the expulsion of the Lambertazzi family, members of the Ghibelline faction. It happened in 1274, after 40 days of fights, fires and plunders. But most of all, they were responsible for catching Enzo, king of Sardinia and son of the Emperor Friedrich II, who then spent the rest of his life in the palace, which at least took his name. Only the tower is left of the distinguished past of the family, a small 25-metre-high building widely modified throughout the centuries. The turret doors and windows were made at different times, so guess what must have happened to the ground floor? The small door with the balcony and the smaller window on the left, that is to say the only openings that can be dated back to the 12th century, should be original. In fact, the large door and the wider windows have a more modern style and were probably made when the tower was a property of the Capitano del Popolo, that is to say the city council, in 1255. Once it became part of the palace, the inside was evidently modified. About 50 years later, other changes were necessary when the palace, even if just for a few years, was turned into a prison, first for women, then for the Capitano del Popolo and Podestà themselves. And also, Giovanni d'Auleggio, the very governor who had devised the corridor between the Asinelli and Garisenda towers, you remember it, don't you, resolved to install the first public clock on the outside of the tower. Even now, if you look up, you will notice on the eastern side the two large shelves that held it in place. In the first years of the 20th century, Alfonso Rubiani directed a restoration in the faux antique style that makes it very difficult now to distinguish between what's authentic and what's not.